I spoke about trust and equitable economic cooperation. I like to see the region, and that is the Pacific and the Oceania region, including Australia, to trust each other and make this region a viable region for all the countries to be able to benefit out of it. When we talk about engaging more in development cooperation, there are certain things that are so pressing, you know, to bring about better economic outcome and social outcomes to our countries that have not been opened up. And we tend to put them into the negotiating table. We shouldn't be doing this. We should be inviting each other to engage in a more fair partnership, a more equitable partnership. Liberalizing trade services, for instance, which is labor mobility, is one aspect that can make this region more cohesive. Instead, we are not doing that. We are seeing a lot of disaggregations and unfairness and discrimination in the way that we run the whole liberalization of trade services in the region.
The Pacific has been asking Australia to give better access for its workers as part of the PACER Plus trade talks, but Australia hasn't been responding to that. The PNG Trade Minister says PACER Plus is not worth the effort and it's better to focus on trade relations with Melanesian countries. What's your view?
Well, I don't blame them for saying that. But I think one thing that you've got to understand is that there are potential for a much more meaningful trade cooperation within the Melanesian sub-regions of the Pacific. Australia do respect that, and I'm sure that that is a undisputable scenario that is now emerging into the region. If you look at, quite apart from Australia and New Zealand, 92 to 93% of the whole population of the Pacific is within the MSG region. The resource, natural resource endowment of the Melanesian region is just so enormous. So much so that the MSG region have decided to be able to forge a better partnership in a development integration process that will be able to encompass the opportunities that can be offered to Micronesian states and the Polynesian states. But the most important thing that I think that he has made us to arrive in this is when we make comparison of how effective have been our relations over the past 30, 35 years, and it has not been. We must get away from this kind of a negotiable arrangement to more of a consensus where we feel we are convicted and we are willing to have this region for all of us that have been an inhabitant of it since time immemorial, for all of us to benefit out of it.
So you feel Australia should take a more consensus-like approach to relations with the Pacific Island countries?
I have urged Prime Minister Gillard and opposition leader Tony Abbott to think about the contribution that the Pacific has made to the Australian economy. It's now more than a centenary of such an engagement, and it is important for governments of Australia and the Pacific to be more closer. And they have both agreed that this is the case that we need to do. But I hope that our officials and the operators, technical bureaucrats and technocrats and all operators, you know, in this discipline must come to realize that. Of course, Australia is a member of an OECD. But you've got to understand that you are a member of OECD within a region that is part of the Oceania, and that you are in a vantage position to be able to pull this country with a small population. Some countries are only about 2,000 population, less than a suburb of Cabramatta here in Sydney, for instance, or some of the suburbs here. But what it means is that, you know, we have a bigger environment that you cannot separate out of that population, a bigger environment that encompasses an ocean and the islands. And we all have a responsibility towards managing that environment. It is not about the fate of lesser population to a bigger population.
Getting back to PACER Plus, if Papua New Guinea is losing interest and Fiji is excluded because of its post-coup military government and the attitude of the Pacific Islands Forum to that, does that mean that PACER Plus is dead in the water?
No, I don't think so. There will always be option for us to build a better PACER Plus.
What action would you like from Australia to make sure that the deal does go ahead?
Better engage. Get your facts right and let us re-engage.
Prime Minister Peter O'Neill from Papua New Guinea has recently been in the Solomon Islands. What came out of your talks with him?
Well, it's a bilateral discussion that they've centered around the future economic cooperation that we need to get engaged into, and together with some of the developments that we would want to see within the MSG region. In particular, some of the key architectures that we need to put together to make a stronger, viable Melanesian region. We spoke about the stock market. We spoke about labor mobility. We spoke about infrastructure cooperation in communication, fiber optic, to ease the communication barriers that, you know, we've been having, and to bring about greater people engagement, human development into the front of our development, rather than an abstract nominal issues in development. So we are bringing real development in the forefront of our cooperation, rather than the nominal issues of external trade balances, inflation, and all those things, into more meaningful human development, that they can actually earn income, move around freely, finding better employment, finding a better environment that they can prosper and to make a life, you know, within the Melanesian regions.
Papua New Guinea is taking on a much bigger leadership role in the whole region. We've recently seen it give substantial aid for elections in Fiji, and in fact Prime Minister O'Neill announced $10 million Australian dollars in aid to Solomons when he was in your country. What difference will that new PNG leadership in the region make?
Well, first thing that you've got to understand, Papua New Guinea is not boasting about its richness or the wealth in the resource abundance that they have. It is all about sharing the fortunes that they have for the development of a broader Melanesian region. And that is what we are getting out of it. A region that is committed to human development, human an expansion of the space and the environment within the Melanesian region for all of our citizens to be able to prosper.